I surrender
everything
to you, Lord. Fear not, I will help thee. These are the words you gave to Isaiah in chapter 41. Lord, we are too scared, too worried, and too afraid to face your wrathness. For our thoughts, our words, and actions doesn't glorify your name. But how can they prove what is good and acceptable and not perfectly your will? Too many of these gospels are coming from all corners. Too many religions and doctrines sprouting, all mixed and yet varying in the core missing. False prophets, teachers and preachers just as I dose them. Your holy book has been tampered with. Sometimes you think of holding back and wait for the truth, with the hope that the first shall be the last and the last shall be the first. Living in the last days points out I'm running late. You sent us to every inch of the nation, preaching your gospel to every creature. We ignored, forgot and abused the abundant grace.
I surrender to you.
Instead of weeping with those who weep, I'm rejoicing with those who rejoice. All they do is backstabbing our friends, they wish it bad for the enemies. We have tied ourselves on the love of money and never satisfied with what we have. We are accepting all kinds of strange teaching, leading us up from the right way. Yet for the reason Christ died us at the city, Lord, we're seeking your face. May our hearts rejoice. Those who seek thy face shall find. Hearing these promises, beloved, let's cleanse ourselves. Keep loving one another as Christians. Remember to welcome strangers in your home. Remember those in prison, and though you are with them in prison, remember those suffering, the sick, the poor, the orphans, and the widows. Remember your former leader who spoke God's messages to you. And don't forget to do good, help one another, as this is pleasing and acceptable to God.
I surrender, Lord.